I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India rejects findings from the U.S. Commission on International Religious Freedom. In its annual report, the USCIRF accuses India of persecuting religious minorities and trying to force Hinduism as a national identity. David Curry of Open Doors USA, a religious freedom watchdog group, says the report came out on Friday, just ahead of Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's visit with Indian officials this week.
Secretary Pompeo is doing exactly the right thing. They're sending the signal that we are aware of what you say you believe. We are aware of the massive number of incidents that are violating international human rights, and they're calling them on it.
Now that you know, would you pray? And the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. This isn't a new problem for the church. However, it's one for which E3 Partners equips international workers. E3's Jeff Johnston says in Asia, a man named Aaron was banished from his community after accepting Christ, but he found an E3 team who discipled him and trained him to share the gospel. And eventually, God prompted Aaron to return home.
Today, Aaron has shared the gospel with over 130 people from his home community. Many of them have accepted Christ into their lives and have been baptized. Now two churches have been planted in that community. But what started as a community that was just completely hostile towards the gospel has now grown into a community that is thriving and is multiplying believers and churches daily.
Pray that God continues to raise up workers for the harvest. Find your place in the story at missionnews.org. And thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. This month, Open Doors USA is offering a special e-art book called Tears of Gold. This is the result of a trauma recovery program for Christian women in Nigeria. And it tells a moving story of God's hope through pain and of beauty breaking through the ugliest sin. Get yours when you click on the banner ad at missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.